One of the big issues lawmakers will likely resolve this week is whether or not to establish statewide standards for siting wind farms in Wisconsin. Both the Senate and Assembly are scheduled to debate bills this week that would end the patchwork of local wind ordinances that currently exist. Wind energy advocates say that's necessary if Wisconsin wants to meet aggressive renewable energy goals. Critics say the state standards will place turbines too close to neighboring homes, leading to noise, shadow flicker, and dropping property values. A similar plan died in the Senate last session, but lawmakers there have changed the measure to make sure state regulators consider the health effects of wind turbines when they site them. The full Assembly will likely vote this Thursday on major drunk driving legislation that would, among other things, require repeat drunk drivers to get ignition interlocks installed in their vehicles. Ignition interlocks are breathalyzers that a driver has to blow into before their car will start. They'd also be required for first-time offenders who are arrested with more than 0.15% blood alcohol levels. That's almost twice the legal limit. The Senate will also vote this week on increasing penalties for violators of the state's no-call list, and the full legislature will consider making June 19th a legal holiday, known as Juneteenth Day. That's the day that commemorates the abolition of slavery in the state of Texas in 1865. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.